as beautiful a time as Elul is, it's also a problematic one. What's so problematic about Elul? Because everyone's telling you what Elul is all about. And everyone has their own ideas. And every sefer has its angle. And they've got something over you. You know the day of judgment is arriving. You know your life is on the line. And you want to win. I remember one year in the Nir at Ne'ilah. It was actually just before Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. So there's always a certain tension in the air. It's your last chance to do tshuva. And someone opened up a sefer. You sold the Shorash Avoda. And he opened to a page there where it said, how to win. You know, and suddenly a whole bunch of guys like converged on it from all sides, almost trampling one another. A sign of desperation. And this is after a whole day's davening, after a whole Aser Simei Tshuva, after Rosh Hashanah, after a whole Elul. You don't even know if you've been successful. We're always second guessing ourselves. You're down to Ne'ilah with everything you've done. Who knows? Is there someone that can get me through the door? It's all such a mystery. So I'm going to tell you what it's all about. Because I know better. No, I'm not. Because you know better. And it's nice to be inspired from everybody else. But ultimately, only you know. And people can give a tip here or there, but only you know. In last week's parsha, before, in the parsha of the Milchama, one of the exemptions from Milchama was Ish Hayorei Varach Halevav. The man who is fearful, has a soft heart. He's free from going to the army. And there are two opinions there, who that is. I believe I've mentioned here the Sfas Emes, who asks the Kasha that if what Yorei Varach HaLevav is referring to is, as the Gemara says in that opinion, Yorei Me'averish Shebiyodo, he's afraid of his sins. So why does it say Yorei, fearful? It should say he's a sinner. And the Sfas Emes answers, the issue is not sin. One who sins can also go to the army. You don't have to be a tzaddik gomer to go to the army. But a misyore means he walks around with an awareness, Hashem owes me one. He walks around with that feeling, I know I'm in trouble. And he goes on and says that there's a special chesed. Although we do not know which averis are countered by which mitzvahs, Although we don't know what carries how much weight, Chazal tell us, Kevizor b'mitzvah kala b'kevach hamura, she'yatu yodeya scharen shel mitzvahs. How do we know? There's a special chesed that you know. You know when you're in trouble. In a way that strangers couldn't. You know yourself. Our problem is not that we don't know ourselves. The problem is not that there's some big secret of how to win first prize up in heaven. Every individual knows what he's got to do. The problem is not finding out. The problem is not cheating ourselves, not being dishonest, not hiding from our real issues. People do all kinds of great things before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, holy things. Yes, the Mesillas Yesharim is rolling in the snow. It's a bit out of style. But we have our equivalents. People will do things extra special, super duper. They'll make every effort on earth to avoid having to deal with their real issues. In this week's parsha in the Tochacha, there's a taina, a claim, explaining why these terrible things happen to us. And the pasuk says, "Tachas ashoavatos Hashem alakecho b'simcha merav kol." At the time of the Holocaust, the Torah Avram, Avram Grudzinski, was telling his Talmidim, "We fooled ourselves. He was left at the end with a group of Talmidim in a little ghetto. Eventually, that was where he was nifter." And he said, "We were proud. We thought we were living and learning with Mesiras Nefesh. We thought we were learning Torah mitoch hadchak, as it's called. Learning Torah when you don't really have anything, when things are difficult. We now realize that we were mevatel Torah, even though we had everything." They were mevatel Torah in Slobodka. That's one thing I never heard. What's this bittel Torah he's talking about? What was it that they realized in the ghetto that they didn't see in the comfort of the yeshiva in Slobodka? They did not have benches like these. The process of learning is penetrating. When your life is on the line, you learn for keeps. It's not just saying a good svara and finding a good answer to the kasha, figuring out a pshat. You understand. You have to try to figure out reality. You have to try to figure out existence. You got to figure out what it is that you're willing to give your life up for. It's not just a good shot with a geschmack. It's real truth. So he was talking about how that seriousness didn't exist before. There is a feeling of fear and awe. Don't use it to distract. Use it to focus. To really look into your personality. Be candid and honest. And understand your shortcomings. Understand your real issues at the core. Yes, everyone can learn better, and everyone can bench with more kavana, and everyone can be nicer. But dealing with your real issues, your real issues means even those things that in this day and age, instead of calling needles problems, we refer to them as psychological issues. Yeah, get some self-help books, see a shrink. That has nothing to do with growth, becoming a Talmid Chacham. All midas are based on stuff that was implanted in our personalities both before we were born as well as on the basis of our experiences. And collectively, they make for our nisoyin in life. This world allows us to observe our issues playing themselves out so that we can become aware of them and at the same time use the situations that come up in Olam Hazeh to be able to change. But this is what it's all about. How you go about changing them? There are many ways depending on the issues. Ultimately, what you really have to arrive at is a sense of emes. For people that have an anger problem, ultimately, if they'd only use their brains, they'd realize that A, it's destructive, and B, what they're generally angry over doesn't deserve the kind of reaction they gave it. Like the Rambam in the Kama. Getting so worked up that you gotta take revenge means that you're taking petty stuff a little too seriously. Anger is based on an assumption. It should have been otherwise. Our assumptions are warped. When we're down and depressed, that's also off. Something's wrong. You think Hashem should be sending you something other than what He is? The pasuk says, "Tachas asher avata Hashem alekecha v'simcha mirov tov, mirov kol, v'simcha v'tuv leivav mirov kol." When is this? That you didn't serve Him b'simcha when everything worked, when everything was perfect? We're always potter. When are we depressed? When are we upset? When aren't we happy? Well, we don't have Rav Kol. When is someone upset when he has Rav Kol? If you're upset, it's obvious that you don't think you have Rav Kol. You don't think you have everything. If it were the greatest, you'd be happy. There's always something missing. It's obvious that we misinterpret. Our mindset is a little funny. We do have everything, but we decided that we're not happy unless we have something else. Hashem obviously thinks otherwise. Now let's try to align our brains with ultimate wisdom. Ultimately, what everything boils down to is an understanding of reality from the eyes of Hashem. But that's all very nice on paper. The reason we don't is because it's not just that we pressed the wrong key. It's not that we just miscalculated. Whenever you're dealing with an issue of midas, it means that our attitudes are deeply embedded in our personalities. They're protected by walls of emotion. They're reinforced by years of experiences. Unraveling all of that, it takes a lot of chokhmah, a lot of wisdom, and a lot of willpower. Our primary focus in the days before Rosh Hashanah is really mustering the willpower, developing the desire, building the courage to tackle ourselves. To be brave enough to face our issues. To be willing to challenge every premise that is at the root of our midos problems. To be ready to surrender the security of familiar thought patterns that we know are off. Which ones only you know. What are the midas? What are they based on? Only you know. But you have to be ready to be honest, open, and objective. You have to be ready to say nothing is sacred. Every premise can be re-challenged. My attitude on society, my ideas of how to protect myself, everything you feel you can't give up, your attitude towards your friends, your family, your environment, your expectations of others, and sometimes even your expectations of yourselves. This is a side point, but I think it should be brought up, because in El, lots of people have problems with this. El is a month of opportunity, and we like to think of what we could be. And then when we see whom we are, we're upset at ourselves. We can't be happy. And we really shouldn't be too happy, because then we'll never get there. You can't just give yourself a pat on the back and say, I'm fine. What more can one expect of someone like me? I'm doing great. I'm making the effort. Complacency is as trafe as they come. But good yeshiva guys are usually guilty of the opposite. Because we're nowhere near where we'd like to be. We really think we're nowhere, nobody and nothing. And that gets us down. And when we're down, we don't really produce all that much. You can't do any positive thinking when you're depressed. That too is a no-no. Make sure you're not being a little too critical of yourself. Or too accepting. But Elul is a time for openness. Nothing sacred. Everything could be questioned. Every attitude, every behavioral pattern, every thought pattern. What are your issues? Don't ask anyone else. They don't know. They can only see the superficial. I want to tell you a secret. I shouldn't, but I am anyway. Every mechanech knows this, but they don't tell you. Guys come to you to talk over their issues. Deep down you know, you don't have a clue. What you see is the tip of the iceberg. How could you know what's going on there? But they let you talk. Because when you talk, you tell the truth. Mixed up with a lot of other things. All they're really doing is trying to weed out what makes sense and what doesn't, what sounds right and what doesn't, from what you're telling them about yourself. There's the famous Maamar Chazal about Shlomo HaMelech, who wanted to, says, Bikesh Koheles, he wanted to paskin dine mominis without aiding. So they ask, how can Shlomo HaMelech decide what happened without witness? So they answer, there was a Hodas Baldin. There was a confession. So everybody asks, a confession, you need the wise Shlomo HaMelech to paskin without Aiden. Every kid knows, Odaz Baldin, Kamei Aiden Dami. And they say, there's always a Odaz Baldin. In every case, the villain is telling you, I am guilty. But you gotta be Shlomo HaMelech to hear it. We know the truth. And when we go for help, we want someone else to hear the truth from us. But we won't say it in so many words. Because we're even trying to hide it from ourselves. The merit in asking somebody big is not because of his Ruach HaKodesh. It's just he hears what you're saying and then throws it right back at you without all the layers of padding and without all the decoys and without all the confusion. But you know. So save yourself the time and save yourself the trip. And sit down with yourself and be honest. Because only you know what your avodah is for Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And you know exactly what you have to do to be able to be zocher, bedin, to have a great year, and the building blocks for eventually a wonderful life. Only you.
I'm going to ask,